This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayat 19 through 22, sends us a very important message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء قالوا لو هدانا الله لهديناكم سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها فيها سلام. These are the ayat from 19 through 22 in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14 in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat sends us a very important message. The ayat starts with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in the heavens and the earth, including us as humans, and He will bring us back to account. And He talks to us about two types of shayateen. The first and worst type of shayateen are shayateen al-ins, the devils amongst mankind. And then Allah talks about Iblis when He's going to give His last sermon in hellfire, and He will be sharing it with His followers in hellfire. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, there is a call from the shayateen, yet there is another call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you and I decide which call should we answer. What is the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm going to share it with you now, and this is the topic of this khutbah. You will see this in ayah number 24 in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillah wa lirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum istajibu lillah istajibu lillah وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. سبحان الله. This is a call, but it's from Allah and from His Messenger. In one ayah, Surah 8, ayah 24. But the ayat that I recited at the beginning in Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, ayat 19 through 22, it's another call from either the shayateen amongst mankind or from Iblis. And we have to choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first call is warning us. He said, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالْحَقِّ. O Muhammad, haven't you reflected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in the heavens and the earth? The sun, the moon, the oceans, that perfect system. And He created you too. And all this perfect universe is going to come to an end, including you, as He said in Surah 55, and number 27. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان الجلال والإكرام. Meaning that everything, every living being on this earth will come to an end except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. All the creation will come to an end. So Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and He's telling us too, haven't you reflected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this perfect universe, including you, and all of this universe, including you, will come to an end and He will bring you back. إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ. If Allah wills, He will say to everything, be dust, and nobody can resist. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Meaning, one of two things. Some scholars of tafsir said, Allah can purge the whole earth now and bring other people that will respect Him and worship Him, that will submit to Him, not to the dunya and its temptations. Or it means the one who created us will cause us to die, and then He will bring us back on the day of judgment. And that's the stronger meaning because of the following ayat. And this is why Allah said in the next ayah, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He said, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Which means, we will be resurrected and we'll be on a land. قَاعٍ صَفْصَفَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهَا وَلَا أَمْتَ. It means it will be a flat earth. Nobody can hide. Everyone will be seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there will be two types of people. Sheep and misguided people who misguided the sheep. Allah said, فَيَقُولُ الضُّعَفَاءُ. The weak ones, the sheep. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. To the arrogant ones, the misguided ones, who are guiding them nowhere because they lack guidance themselves. إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. We were blindly following you. So, now we are both in hellfire. We're all suffering in hellfire, both of us. The arrogant misguided ones and the sheep who just followed blindly. We were following you. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مِغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Would you please avail us of this punishment? Can you help us get out of this fire? Can you stop this punishment? قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. We were misguided in the dunya. You followed us. If we know how to get out of here, we would have guided you. But we don't know. سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص. If we are impatient now in hellfire, or if we are patient, there is no way to escape. We'll be here forever together. This is why. This is why it's very important to understand that people who are sheep, who follow those who are misguided, both of them will end up nowhere. And amazingly enough, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. He didn't say الَّذِينَ اسْتَقْوُوا. Allah said the weak, the sheep, will say to the arrogant ones, to those who have pride, those who have a big ego, can you help us to get out of hellfire? Because those who have pride, those ignorant, misguided people, Allah told us about them in a surah that we should recite every Friday. Surah Al-Kahf, surah number 18. Ayah 103 and 105, 104, 105, 106. But there's no time to share all of this. I'm going to share two of them. 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we inform you of those who will be exerting great efforts, but they will be going to waste? Why? Why are they أَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسُنُونَ صُنْعًا. They think that they know. This is why they mislead people. This is why the Arab poet said, إن كنت تدري فتلك مصيبة وإن كنت لا تدري فالمصيبة أعظم. If you know that you are ignorant, that's a disaster. If you don't know, it's a complex problem. We cannot help you. So the Prophet ﷺ is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall I inform you, O Muhammad, of those who will be exerting great efforts in the dunya, but it's going to go to waste? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أولئك الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا. They are the ones who are misguided. They don't have the knowledge. So what they do is going to waste, but they think they are doing something good. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, if you want to lead, if you want to be a shepherd, you have to have knowledge. Read in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, Ayah 108. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. O Muhammad, say to them, this is my way. What is it? أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. If my job is to guide people to Allah, what should I do? عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. It should be based on basira. That basira, that insight, will never come without knowledge. And if you want to guide people to Allah, you should know about Allah. And the best way to know about Allah is the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why, going back to the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَيَقُولُ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The sheep who followed blindly will talk to the arrogant ones. We followed you, but we ended up here. Would you avail us of this punishment? قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. If we know a way out, we will help you, but we don't. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيسٍ. If we are impatient, if we don't like what we are going through now in hellfire, even if we are patient, there is no way to escape. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something. These are the shayateen amongst mankind who guide people nowhere. Now let's move to Iblis. That's the other excuse. People will say, so and so misguided me. But other people will blame shaitan. So Allah said, no, give your excuses a black eye now. I told you about the misguided amongst people, don't follow them. I'm going to talk about shaitan now. Because shaitan, as Al-Qurtubi said in the tafsir of the coming ayat, and this is the ayah number 22, the main one. This is the khutbah of shaitan. There will be a member in hellfire for shaitan, and everybody who followed him will be listening to this khutbah. What shall he say? Allah is telling us in this ayah.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر.
And shaitan starts his khutbah لما قضي الأمر. What's لما قضي الأمر? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides and the day of judgment is over and some people will make it to Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them, and others will go to hellfire, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. What shall shaitan say when people of Jannah will go to Jannah and when people of hellfire will go to hellfire?
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ.
Allah promised you. Promised you what? If you follow the Quran, if you follow the Sunnah, if you follow the scholars, if you follow the deen, you will end up in Jannah. And you can see the promise now. People went to Jannah. But you are with me here. He's talking to the people of hellfire.
وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ.
He's talking to them. And I promised you. Allah kept His promise.
And those who believed and did righteous deeds, they are in Jannah now. But I promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, and I betrayed you. It was a false promise. This is why you end up with me here.
وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ,
I didn't have authority over you. What was my authority?
إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ,
I just invited you. I whispered into your ears. You know what? Go and commit adultery. You know what? Go and deal with riba. You know what? Take that money. You know what? Do that haram. You know what? Look at that haram. He beautified the haram for you and made it look beautiful.
بَلْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ سُوَى أَعْمَالِهِمْ أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا.
So shaitan will beautify the wrong. He will make it look good for you. He said, I just whispered into your ears.
فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي,
you answered my call. You listened to my advice. When Allah told you, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ, you never listened. But when I tempted you, you listened to me. So, what's happening now?
فَلَا تَلُومُونِي,
today, don't blame me.
وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ,
blame none but yourselves.
مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ,
you can cry forever in hellfire. And I cannot come to stop that cry, to help you to find a way out. This is why when people go to hellfire, they would say,
رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْتَنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ فَاعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا فَهَلْ إِلَى خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ.
Ya Allah, we were not existing. Then you brought us to life. Then we will die. Then we'll be resurrected again. Then we will live forever. These are two death and two lives. But they are in hellfire now, and they're saying, فَاعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا, we admit our sins, Ya Allah, now we are in hellfire. فَهَلْ إِلَى خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ, is there a way out of hellfire? It's too late. You can regret now. This is why the people, the khazana, the gatekeepers, the angels of hellfire, they will ask them,
أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ,
hasn't a warner come to you to prepare yourself for that day?
قَالُوا بَلَى,
they said, yes, a warner has come to us.
فَكَذَّبْنَا,
we didn't believe. What's the meaning of belief, brothers and sisters, today? How many of us believe? How many of us act upon what we believe? Very few. Allah never said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَكَلَّمُوا, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجَادَلُوا, Allah never said, those who believe and they talk, those who believe and they argue. Allah always said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا, those who believe and act upon that belief in the heart. How many of us know that lying is haram and we lie every day? How many of us know that slandering is a major sin and we eat the flesh of each other every day just by hearing something? Allah will bring you in the day of judgment. He will ask you, did you hear this yourself? Did you see it yourself? No. Come and eat the dead body of your brother. That's the punishment.
أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا,
would you like to eat the dead body of your brother or your sister? فَكَرِهْتُمُوا, you wouldn't like that. But that's the punishment of those who go around people and spread rumors without verifying. We know this, but we do it every day. This is why shaitan is going to say, do not blame me. Blame yourselves. It's very nice now when people hear something, it's very juicy. Let me tell you, I'll tell you what I heard about this person and that person. But everything is recorded here or here. And you will be asked, Allah told you in Surah number 49, ayah number 6, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. If a fasiq, somebody who stays away from the command of Allah, comes to you with a piece of news, verify, make sure that it's true before you share it. And tusibu qawman bijahala, because you might end up doing something serious. You will be defaming someone out of your ignorance. فَتُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. You will be regretful when it's too late. Because in the day of judgment, it's going to be too late to regret. You should regret today. This is why Shaitan is saying, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. Do not blame me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرَخِكُمْ. You keep crying in hellfire forever. I cannot stop your cry. I cannot help you. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرَخِي. I'm crying with you forever. And you will not be able to help me to get out of here. I'm here also forever. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. You used to treat me as, you know, as equal to Allah. You listen to me, you didn't listen to Allah. I dissociate myself from that shirk today. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Indeed, the oppressors, the transgressors, the arrogant, the liars, they will have a severe punishment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لكم. استغفر. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. I will conclude with the last ayah that I shared with you. But before I say this, sometimes I notice some people are talking during the khutbah. Some people are coming and somebody is moving around. I just want to let you know that by the time the imam comes to the member and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the angels are sitting at the doors of the masjid recording who came first. Whoever comes first will get the biggest reward. And once the imam says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, those angels fold the records and they listen. They sit down to listen to the khutbah. The angels sit down silently to listen to the khutbah. Imagine if someone somewhere now is sitting and talking. They have no jum'ah and they better pray dhuhr after. They should know their deen well. So anyone, you come, you listen to me saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you stop talking. Otherwise, you have no Jum'ah. I hope everybody can hear this. Let me conclude with the last part of the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُدِخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. After Allah talked to us about the people who will end up with shaitan, the people who will end up with the misguided arrogance, the people who will be arrogant, misguided, and the sheep that follow them. Allah talks about the true believers. Allah said, وَأُدِخِلَ, not وَدَخَلَ. Allah is using the verb in the passive mood because it is the bounty of Allah. It is the mercy of Allah. It's not your deeds that will make you enter Jannah. So who is the door? Who will make you enter Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who believe and act upon their belief and start doing righteous deeds, they will be allowed by Allah to enter Jannah, underneath which rivers will be flowing. تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها بإذن ربهم. They will be there inshallah forever with the permission of their master. تحيتهم فيها سلام. Their greeting therein will be peace. Because the angels يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم طبتم فدخلوها خالدين. The angels will come from all the doors and the gates of Jannah, the 8 gates of Jannah, and they will say to the people of Jannah, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. Tabtum, Allah will give you a good life. It's time now to relax. It's time now to have ease. Fadukhuluha khalideen. You will live here forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our tongues to say the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our hearts to follow the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayah in this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us shahada at the moment of death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us jannah after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tongue that's moist with the remembrance of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the straight path until we meet with him. اللهم لا تدع لنا والحاضرين ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا عيبا إلا سفرته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ولنا صلاحا إلا يسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ولي أمورنا خيارنا ولا تولي أمورنا شرارنا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.